PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Bonus episode, spoiler bonus episode, spoiler alert, oh shit. That's right, spoilers. What?
What does Seinfeld have to do with spoilers?
I don't know. Spoiler alert, everyone, spoilers coming for this episode.
One, two.
Does that work better?
Three into the foe?
Yeah, one, two, three instead of spoiler.
No? Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Spoilers at the dough. Ready to make an entrance?
Smoke weed every day.
That too.
Spoiler bonus episode. We talking it. I'm Chris Crespo hanging out with Juicy Guy. Drew.
What up,
Drew? How you doing?
You okay?
We're talking it.
Yeah.
And all the spoilers.
We saw it.
We saw it.
First off.
A couple hours ago.
First off, I just want to get this out there.
Spoiler.
At the front. No, no spoilers.
No, spoiler.
I mean, yeah, spoiler, but...
Oh, that's what you wanted to get out.
Now, what I wanted to get out is that Mr. Bill Skarsgård fucking killed
William Skarsgård, son of Stellar Skarsgård.
Stellan.
I mean, it translates in English to stellar.
Oh, it does?
No. Brother, I guess, of Alex...
And all the rest of them.
And yeah. Peter?
Yeah.
No, he's a Sarsgaard. Never mind. That's why he's ugly. Mm. Oh, who are the other Sarsgaard?
The one in Tarzan. Which one was that?
That's Alex.
Okay.
That's the True Blood one.
That's yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but this one is the clown one.
Yes.
Bill.
Fucking. Seriously, when you look at him outside of the clown makeup, he looks almost like a male model.
He looks like a Skarsgård. They're all good-looking men.
Hey, you put clown makeup on him, he looks creepy as fuck.
Very creepy, yes. He's very good at being creepy.
He is.
He's very, great portrayal of Pennywise, for sure.
His voice work was off the chain.
The back and forth.
Yeah.
Kinda, sorta, like, trying... Because it is being a clown to be like, oh, let's entice the children with, you know, oh, look, I have a balloon.
But still be super fucking creepy.
But then I'm also really creepy. Okay, so the movie starts with Georgie. He loses his fucking stupid little paper boat in the sewer. He's like, oh no, my boat's gonna be so bad at me. And then he sees Pennywise, right? It's the opening scene in the movie.
Yeah.
And how does he not run away immediately? Problem with the story one. How does he not run away immediately? Creepy clown in the sewer, I'm running.
Kids are dumb.
Exactly. I'm going to stand here and sit here and talk to this.
I'm going to talk to this clown.
Logic aside, when it opens up its mouth.
Yeah.
Then it takes a bite of his arm.
You mean rips the fucking kid's arm clean off?
Well, first it bites it. I was like, oh, and then it rips off. And then the kid, like, in a close-up dramatically turns around, hits the ground. With his stub arm. He's like, oh,
trying to crawl away.
I was like, whoa!
You know, exactly, yeah.
I was like, whoa, this movie's going for it.
Yeah.
A little more hardcore than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And it continued with that, like, towards the end when it was, like, teething that other, the Jewish kid's face.
Yeah!
I was like, oh, that kid's done for. But then it turns out it was just in the process of biting them.
Poor fat kid got his fucking belly torn open twice. Once by a dude with a mullet. Once by a fucking evil shape-shifting clown.
With a spike through its head.
Yeah.
Poor fat kid. I mean, what the hell? Getting his belly all sliced up.
Seriously.
And the first time he made a big deal about cleaning his wound, and the second time he was like, ah, he's fine.
Yeah, it's cool.
We've done this once before.
Yeah.
It's whatever. So the movie starts with the younger brother, Georgie.
Yep. Arm ripped off.
Arm ripped off. It reaches out with his really creepy long arm, drags them into the sewer. Very well done scene. Very creepy.
Yes. Smash cut two.
Smash cut two. 1 year later?
Oh, not even like 8 months. Because
because that's the same year.
Yeah, because the months came up. So it was like,
it's all within the same year.
Yeah. So the first, so like it was raining and it was like March or something. And then all of a sudden we're in,
it was
like,
summer. The beginning of summer. The last day of school.
Yeah.
Less
than a year later.
So that's when we get introduced to all the kids, the Losers Club, most of the kids. Mm-hmm. And also the bully, what's his name? Henry.
Yeah.
Right? And all that stuff and all that dynamic. Mm-hmm. Good casting with the kids.
Good casting with the kids. Great casting with the kids. Mm. And really, they went to some really fucking dark places with those children.
Sure,
especially
yeah.
with their parents.
Okay,
those kids' parents were fucked up.
So pretty much every single adult character in the movie
is a piece of shit.
Is terrible. Absolutely
awful. Except for maybe the black kid's parents who died trying to save him.
But we don't even see them.
We never meet them.
So it's a memory of good parentage, but he's with, I guess that was his grandfather.
Grandpa, yeah, who's not the greatest guy.
He's not the greatest guy. He's like, you gotta kill these sheep. Kill the sheep. Your daddy would have killed the sheep. He's like, I'm not my daddy. No. Well, you better be your daddy. Yeah.
Other dude's mom has fucking given him fake pills his entire life, turning him into a fucking...
So what is that? You're forcing Munchausen syndrome on a kid?
Basically, yeah. Well, it's because, I mean, you can tell, by the way, that the mom, like, at the end is trying to keep him from going away, that she knows what the fuck is going on.
Oh, interesting. Trying to keep him inside.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's why she did that, to keep him inside, because she knows what's going on in the fucking town.
Interesting. I wonder if they'll explore that in It Chapter 2.
They probably will.
Bev's dad, child molester.
Uh-huh.
Even
Henry's dad, the fucking chief of police,
piece of shit.
But then again, I mean,
piece of shit bully raised a bully.
His kid's an even worse piece of shit. Well,
because he raised a sociopathic bully. Because he's probably a sociopathic bully. Because I mean, why else would you want to be a cop? Kid with the glasses, played by
Finn
Wolf. Finn Wolfhard.
There we go.
There it is. Finn Wolfhard. From Stranger Things.
Yes. It was good to see him, but he's got really thick glasses.
Thick glasses, and he's, instead of the leader, like the other kid, the stuttering kid, played the character that he plays in Stranger Things.
Exactly.
And in this one, he's playing the...
he's playing the black kid.
He's playing the other
pretty
kid.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He's just like, I don't want to play that role. Yeah. But with thick glasses. He was good. We don't see his parents, though, right?
No. Him or... and we only see Bill's... We only see Bill's dad and pictures of Bill's mom.
Right.
But Bill's mom's got the wind blowing her hair over her face, so we never actually see her face.
In that sequence that's in the trailer with the... with the what do you call that thing?
It's slide projectors.
That's a little later. That's when they all like finally get together. Like, oh, so first they have all their individual experiences, right?
Well,
first hour of the movie
is basically getting to know each of the kids, finding out why they're all so fucked up and
what they fear,
and what they fear, what they're afraid of.
Yeah. What was Ben, the fat kid, Ben from Soch?
Yes.
What was his fear?
Because
when they fought at the end, it was trying to use all their fears, like trying to bounce back and forth between them. And then, like, the fat kid came up on him, and then it turned into, like, some crazy face, and it was, like, reaching out to him.
You know, they never really went into, like, his specific fears. Oh, mostly because, I mean, he was the new kid. He was the one that kind of cracked the code. He was, like,
he's the one interested in the history of Derek.
Yeah, he was like, there's something really fucked up going on here, guys.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So they... Interesting. I wonder why they didn't. I wonder if they did and then got cut.
Yeah.
Because the movie already is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah,
trying to cover 1,000 pages worth of book in two movies. Things are going to get cut, simplified. Exactly. So that first hour, it's kind of relentless, too. There's like a lot of it appearances and hauntings and just like, you know, in the shadows. Yep. And it's pretty intense for like the first hour. hour and 15, it lulls a little bit while they're like trying to figure out what they're going to do, and then it picks up again.
And then just fucking batshit crazy pace at the end.
Yeah, it's got a pretty wild ending. That scene, so it's in the trailer. Slide projector.
Yeah,
they're looking at pictures, and the picture, and it just starts going on their own, and then the picture of the mom turns into Pennywise. And in the trailer, it just stops when it turns into Pennywise. Like, oh, stop it. The payoff of that scene in the movie was really good, I thought.
Where it goes and it goes and it goes, and he's sitting there watching.
Yeah.
Then they knock it over, and it turns back on and gets even bigger and scarier.
It's bigger and scarier, and it does the whole thing where every... And then with the screen, every time it switches to a new picture, it cuts to black for a second.
Yeah.
Indicating, like, in the room, it's pitch black, and then when there's a new picture, it lights up the room. And then they start doing thing where, like, so it's a picture of it, cuts to black, comes back, it's gone,
and then
cuts to black.
It's back,
but it's in the room with them, and it's like, it's huge for some reason. Yeah. It's gigantic, and then every, like, flash, it's like...
Bigger and bigger.
It's bigger running around the room in there with them.
It almost looks like it's a 3D movie.
Yes, there were parts where I was like, is this supposed to be in 3D?
Yeah.
In that scene, I was like, this is weird looking, the way it's kind of, the way his face is popping out and stuff like that. Yeah. Man, that was really good. Oh, it was an intense movie in terms of, like, scares and tension. I mean, I was never scared.
No,
but I was, like, tense. Like, oh,
I was definitely tense throughout the entire movie.
One jump scare got me.
None of the jump scares got me.
One jump scare got me.
I did, because we were in the theater with a bunch of people, obviously.
Yes,
right. When the rock fight happened.
Yeah, they had the rock.
Homeboy gets hit in the face with a rock. Like, everybody in the theater was like, "Yes, the fucking douchebag got hit in the face with a rock."
Yeah, that's how it was
hilarious.
Yeah, that's how you know the movie's working, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
everyone's
reacting
to it like that.
A lot of people. That was super funny. A lot of people. Nobody really was reacting. I mean, people were reacting to the jump scares and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when it came to like the villains of the film, people seemed to really react. To the human villains.
Them getting their comeuppance.
As opposed to, the monster.
Yeah, well, you don't get a nice clear-cut ending with Pennywise, because they sort of beat him in a battle, but they obviously don't win the war.
Well, that, I mean...
He goes back to that well, and he's like, I'm out of here, peace, bitches, and he disappears, and that's that weird thing where his head was like, what was going on there? So there's no, like, big moment where everyone will be like, woo, and start clapping like a bunch of stupid morons cheering a movie that was filmed 7 months ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct.
These people are so stupid, goddammit. Hashtag Irma was right. The, that scene was great. The weird, like, flute lady thing, that whole sequence where the painting falls down, puts it back, it's gone. And then he turns around, and it's like it's in the room with him. I really liked how the it monster used all of their fears and turned into very specific things. And it was
done very well.
I thought so, yeah. And then Skarsgård was just... So that thing he did with his eyes...
Yeah.
He can really do that, apparently. I read a... Yeah. He can deviate his eyes. He can move them independently. So in that scene, he's in the sewer, and he like kind of flips out for a second, like he loses where he is.
Yeah.
He really did that. Apparently, the director was like, "We're gonna deviate your eyes. We're gonna CG this." And you could see later they did that a lot. His eyes roll completely into his head.
Or were they both
coming from the
opposite sides?
Yeah. Exactly. He can't do that. No, obviously. No. But stuff like where his right eye is looking straight, and his left one just goes like completely the other direction. They were like, we're going to CG your eyes to do stuff like that. He's like, oh, I can...
Bro, I can do that.
I can do stuff like that. And he did it right there. Yeah. And he was like, what are the odds that we cast the guy already and then he can do this weird trick that we were planning on doing with computers? So, yeah, it's
awesome.
Skarsgård was great. The casting's probably the strongest.
Yeah, I mean, hell, even the chick, whatever, Beverly.
Whatever her name is.
Whoever she is in real life.
I bet you... She'll be... Her adult version will be played by Amy Adams. I'm calling her right now.
Ooh.
Calling Amy Adams for adult.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
The others, I got nothing. But for that one, for some reason, every time I go, like, she looks like Amy Adams. It's really weird. But she was great. She was great.
Yeah, she fucking killed it.
That scene in the bathroom with the blood and the hair and everything. That was was comical when the blood started spraying out. And it
almost was comical. when the hair started coming out and like grappling her and bringing her in, that kind of got me a little woozy.
Because it was a little, it was claustrophobic and creepy and gross.
But then once that super thick blood just started squirting everywhere, like, I've been really desensitized to mass amounts of blood.
Yes.
Like, I just started laughing.
Yes.
I was like, this is fucking comical is what this is.
You can't, no one can make a movie with a ton of blood anymore like that. It'd be
scary.
Anything but funny.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
The last time anything like that happened was The Shining, 1980 was the last time a massive amount of blood could be creepy.
And
it still is.
It still is. It still is. But every other time I see it, it's just fucking comical.
It's the end of Dead Alive, Peter Jackson's Dead Alive with a lawnmower. It's Kill Bill cutting off arms. Yeah. Like hot fire hydrants of blood being turned on.
Exactly.
It's the end of the Evil Dead remake. You see the Evil Dead remake?
Yes.
And it's literally raining blood. Uh-huh. It's the Slayer Raining Blood tour where they got it to raining blood on stage, and I got that on DVD. It's comical when that happens, and it was almost a relief at that point. That was because it was so intense.
Yeah.
The hair and pulling her into the drain. And then all of a sudden, it's just this geyser of blood. I was like, oh, this is actually...
Yeah, and then she's sitting there fucking shivering in the corner, and her dad's like, I don't see any blood. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's good stuff. Yeah, so playing what's real, what's not, what do people see. I think it's a well-made movie. It's probably one of the better Stephen King adaptations.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
Yeah, especially compared to like The Dark Tower. Ooh,
God, The Dark Tower was all. I mean, fuck.
In comparison.
This this is the fucking Mona Lisa.
Yeah, right? it's crazy. The jump scare that got me was when the black kid who's homeschooled and he works at he's got a bolt, No Country for Old Men, the sheep to death.
Yeah.
And he goes to deliver the meat to the Quality Meats place, and then he hears a chain on the door. And he turns, and then the door just like doom, like something bangs it, and it was super loud on the sound.
Yeah,
that one made me go. Huh! And then the rest of the movie, I was on high alert for jump scares. Like, this is a jump scare. Yeah, I got it. And then none of them got me after that. I was like, oh, here comes a jump scare. But that one got me. I was like, good. But then what happened? I mean, everything that happened after that was crazy. The hands coming out.
Oh, the hand. Yeah, no. I mean,
and then there were like the screaming, right? And then obviously it was like, oh, there's a fire going on in there. And then it disappears. The door opens. And then you see the hanging Pennywise.
Yeah.
Then he stomps and his eyes are glowing. It's like, this entire sequence is done.
And I was really happy with the practical effect work that there was.
It seemed to be quite a bit of it. I mean, obviously still a good amount of CG.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you have a morphing, a shape-shifting clown.
Yes.
hard
not to.
Yeah.
Unless you're going, like...
I mean,
the same level of practical effects work.
In which case, you better have the fucking masters.
You got to get Stan Winston his workshop because he's dead. You got to get his workshop in there.
Is his workshop closed?
Stan Winston workshop?
I thought that closed recently with all the lack of practical effects work.
I didn't hear about that. I know Rick Baker, for all intents and purposes, retired from the movie industry because he got muscled out by CG. Mm-hmm. The Wolfman is what made him be like, I'm done with Hollywood. I don't think the Stan Winston workshop is out of work. I thought they were still working. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But it will take that level of like craftsmanship to make
really
what
would.
They were going for. At the end, when they're fighting in the sewer, in his lair, and like crab claws. What was that all
came
about?
Came out of nowhere. It's like, boom.
It's like, what? It can do that now, too?
Well, he's a shapeshifter. I mean...
Guess so. Yeah, it can be whatever it wants.
It can be whatever it wants to be.
And it chooses to be a clown.
Yeah. Well, you know...
For the kids, right?
Well, exactly.
For the kids.
Turn to the children.
I liked all the... Like, every time the Ben from Soshi was going through all the old dairy photos, and he saw, like, the old renderings of it and stuff like that, the mythos of it that they built up. It was like, it's good. It's really good. I was definitely pretty impressed by the how just solid it was.
I agree. And, I still just can't get over how good these fucking kid actors are.
They're all good.
My goddamn mind.
Kid actors are good.
Between Stranger Things and this movie, it's...
They're out there.
I mean...
With the great cast, you can find them and put them in there.
It's like Stand By Me all over again.
Yeah.
How many of these kids are going to go on to be those guys?
Stephen King again. Stand By Me. It's funny to say that. It definitely has that vibe. It has that... I mean, this is like solidly Stephen King. It's It's kids, it's bad adults, it's so it's got that 80s Amblin thing going. It's the monsters, some weird surrealness, but still like a lot of humor going on in there. And
at the and at the end, the kids have to fucking grow up quick.
The kids got to grow up. In the book, so the I think this is the sequence that it happens in. It's been forever since I read the book. In the book, they so the kids are fighting it, or something happens, and I think it has to do with the deadlights. It's weird. They alluded to the deadlights in this movie, where she looks in his face opens up completely.
And, and it's got those orbs.
Those orbs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, the deadlights. I guess they'll bring that back for the second movie, because I think that's
involves
how they ultimately defeat him.
Well, I mean, because she even alluded to she said, I thought I was dead. But we were all here, but we were our parents' age. So it's almost like she was getting a glimpse into the future.
Yeah, she saw the future. That's right. She was telling them what was happening.
Yeah.
And that they were all back and they were scared.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, because as they get older, they get scared again. Their fears come back. Yeah, so... Where was I going with that? It's in the deadlights. Yeah. So in the book, they the kids have an orgy. They have a gangbang. They run a train on her.
Nice.
Yeah. It has to do with her being like... It was weird. I honestly thought, too. I was like, are they setting this up with the whole, like, she's promiscuous?
Yeah.
The rumors about that, and the group's got to be together, and, like, we have to, like, remember this. And I was like, man, are they really going to be building up to this weird kid orgy? In the book, Stephen King tries to explain, it doesn't make any sense. She's like, we can't forget this. We have to be connected to this moment, essentially, somehow. It's important that this happens. So she convinces the group of dudes to all have sex with her, one at a time. Mm-hmm. But they essentially pull a train on her, and then they come back together as adults. In the movie, that was replaced with the cutting of the palms, I think, and the whole they clasped their hands together, and the we're talking about transference of bodily fluids.
Well, yeah,
maybe that was all right. That's the thing. They're replacing the child orgy with the old.
Well, they had kind of like an innocent one where fat kid brought homegirl back from floating by kissing her.
That was another reason why I was like, are they really gonna go this route? Because he did the whole that poor girl. Every dude in her life is just
trying to
force themselves. Yeah. Dad, fat kid, the stuttering Bill, they're all like just grabbing her and trying to kiss her.
Uh-huh.
And two out of three were like work out for the best. Yeah. So what's that all about?
I don't know.
What's and again, the original book has the kid orgy. What's Stephen King trying to say with some of this stuff? It's weird.
Mm.
It's disturbing. I don't think they're going to go that route. But then again, it's been 20 years since I've read the book.
Yeah.
And it's 1,000 pages.
All right.
I might have to get back around to that. I don't know who's got the time for that.
This weekend.
I read it. You know what? I got Infinite Jest over there. It's enough. I got Infinite Jest and Gravity's Rainbow. If I need to feel stupid, I can just start reading those. The scares were good. When they went into the house, the three of them, they did. Okay. You want to knock? Let me give you a good old... They did this that was like kind of annoying a couple times. The typical horror film, characters making dumb decisions in order to separate from the group so then to give it the advantage.
Well, it was
that
the same
happened
thing.
Twice.
I thought it was about to happen when the hypochondriac kid first saw it as a leper.
Yes.
In front of the house.
And then he started running into the house.
Exactly.
Yeah, the leper started chasing him into the house.
I'm like, kid, are you really going to get chased into that house by the fucking leper?
Yeah, I was like, you're done.
You goddamn horror movie trope.
Yeah, you're done, dummy. But then he runs to the side to leave. And then the rest of that scene is great. Again, they allude to it in the trailer, the triangle balloons and the way he's talking to him across the field. He says something to him, too. That was like... In the moment, in that scene, the dialogue, I was like, oh, that's disturbing. Creepy, this is weird. Mm-hmm. No, but they go back to the house. Only three of them go in. All three of them get separated because it's like, the incident happens when they're in the sewer, where like one of them just turns around.
And he's just like, hey guys, where are you?
Yeah, it's like, oh, what's going on down there?
Let me
venture down this tunnel by myself. Not even bother, like, hey guys, come with me. To just get my shit and go my own. And then the other kids turn around like a minute later, where did he go? Oh my God. That happened at least twice.
Yep.
And I was like, God.
Stupid
horror
kids.
Movie
tropes.
Yep. But that and jump scares. Those are like the two tropes, really.
Oh.
Right? That they kind of utilize. Other than the
whole running up the stairs as opposed to out the door and jump scares.
Yeah, going up instead of out without any real reason. That's true.
No. They always do that in horror movies.
Sure.
It's like, I need to get away. I'm going to go into the attic. What?
I'm going to go up. They say, don't go into the attic. Go to the roof. Oh, that's a hurricane. Never mind. Flooding. That's gonna be a flooding.
Uh huh.
That's right. I'm trying to remember if there's anything else that I wanted to. Going into the house was cool. What, they stab him in the head? I was like, oh, it's crazy looking. There was a violent, like crazy,
super violent,
very R-rated movie,
dude.
She was smoking cigarettes.
She was smoking. Dude, when homeboy,
that's an automatic R these days.
When homeboy fucking shivved his father in the fucking neck.
There was all that blood.
That was really real. Really realistic, too, because the second it went in, his eyes opened, and then he was just grabbing at this fucking giant gaping wound.
Yeah, yeah, and it was just, and it was just being soaked with blood. Yeah. Yes. And it was, like, struggling back.
Yep.
Yes.
It wasn't, you know, the silly super spurting or anything. It was just slowly flowing.
Aside from the blood
the
pouring out
scene.
Of the bathroom.
The rest of the blood was very realistic.
It was very...
And not laughable.
Yeah, it was disturbingly realistic.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it. Man, when that kid loses his arm in the beginning...
it sets the tone for the whole fucking movie.
I was like, what?
It's like... So just so you guys know, in the first 5 minutes, we're going to rip off an 8-year-old's arm.
A child's arm. And then that's just the way my mind works, right? So then it's a close-up shot of the kid turning around and falling into the wet street because it's raining.
Yep.
And like his stub arm, you see the bone and the blood, and it's like he's trying to crawl. And I was just thinking immediately, like, man, they gave this kid this prosthetic. And they're like, they started dumping rain on him. It's like, all right, this thing ripped off your arm. You got to turn around, hit the ground. I'm like, no! Like, what a job that must have been. I wonder if that kid, like, loved it. He probably had such a great time doing that.
Oh, yeah.
That's where my mind went that moment. Maybe it's a defense mechanism. Be like, that kid just lost his arm. That's horrible. This is fake. Chris, remember that's fake.
Remember
it's fake. I did it with my mom. I remember we were watching spoilers for Kill Bill. No, spoilers for Inglourious Basterds. Hitler dies.
Go figure.
At the end, when Brad Pitt's character, he's got Hans Landa, and he's going to transfer him over. But then they kill the dude.
Yeah.
They kill his buddy, right? And then they start carving the swastika into his forehead, and it's a close-up shot of the knife going into his forehead. I remember watching that at my parents' house up north, when they were living up north, right next to my mom. And she immediately started like squirming and like looking. And I was like... I just started like nudging her. I was like, Mom, it's fake. It's fake. Fuck, it's a special effect. It's makeup. It's not real. And she's like, no. I was like, it's not even real. I was trying to do that to her.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom. She doesn't listen.
Of course not.
She used to. I mean, back in the day.
Yeah.
When it was something new. All right. I'm pretty much, well, you know what?
Now you are done with your beverage.
That was my third vodka and soda. Double vodka and soda.
So you're
since
sixth
we've been back printed a movie.
Soda.
Is that how math works?
Mm-hmm.
So I liked how at the end of the movie, so you mentioned how we were in a pretty full theater. It was a Friday 5 p.m. showing. I think because of the hurricane and things being closed, that's why there were like a decent amount of people in there. I mean, that's why we were there at that time, right?
Oh, some of those people were pissed at the end.
Some of them. I don't want to say pissed. Do you think they were pissed?
I audibly heard one guy say, what the fuck?
That's so funny. Okay, so yeah, that's exactly what I'm alluding to. When the movie ends, Stuttering Bill forces himself on Bev, and she's like, ooh, I like this. And then she's all right, now I'm moving to Portland. And then it fades in. It cuts to black. It fades in. And then over that fades in chapter one. The movie starts at the beginning, it says it. At the end, it says it chapter one, which makes me think then home video stuff. And like when you see it streaming on iTunes, it'll say
it chapter one.
It chapter
one. Yeah, so you can tell the difference between it chapter one
which
and
makes
chapter
it,
two.
Which in my book, makes it the official title of the movie. This movie is called It, Chapter 1. I didn't see a colon on that screen. No. I wonder if there'll be a colon when it comes to when you have to like look for it.
Well, you know, if it's written in one line, yes, but because of the way they wrote it,
it's
titling.
Chapter 1.
It different punctuation rules for titles.
So when that popped up, there were definitely a lot of people being like, what?
Yeah.
It would have been super funny if 2 hours and 15 minute movie, and this is It Chapter 1 at the end, and then it just like, Chapter 2 starts up. Like, here's the next 2 hours. This is a long...
4 hour? No, thank you.
Four hours of clown-based horror.
I need at least an hour intermission.
I need a break. Let me eat a slice of pizza.
Yeah, seriously. let me drink a beer, smoke a joint, get my head right, and then go back into this fucking clown nonsense. Because if not, I'm going to pull a Finn Wolfhard. And I'm just going to be like, you know what? That's it. I'm going to kill this fucking clown.
That scene was funny, where it's like, this is your fault. You made me do this. You made me do that. Now, because of you, I have to kill this fucking clown. I liked how R-rated it was.
No, me too. And I really... I mean, yes, the kids did say fuck a couple times, but it's not like... Mm-hmm.
It's not like Jerky Boys.
Well, no, exactly. It wasn't Jerky Boys where it's fuck this, fuck that, fuck, 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 fuck. It was used for emphasis, and it was used well.
It just felt realistic.
Yeah.
And then the R rating allows them to get violent and lets them get intense. They're not trying to reach some sort of PG-13 market to make their money. And it's looking like despite coming out the week after Labor Day, early September is always rough. Despite it being the week after Labor Day, and despite an entire state's worth of box office receipts surely to be wiped thanks to this fucking bitch Irma, this movie's making money already. It broke, so Deadpool set the record for Thursday night preview screenings for, I think, for R-rated movie. And this one beat that at like 18 million for an R-rated movie, which is fantastic. Like, to put it in perspective, I think Star Wars Episode 7 had like a $25-30 million Thursday, and Marvel movies typically have like a $20 million Thursday. So this thing's going to make a lot of money this
weekend. Well, I mean,
especially for an R-rated horror film.
For me, when it comes to that whole R rating, I know R means restricted, but in my head, when I see rated R, I see that as rated real.
Yes,
like this is gonna be.
Yes,
these are actual characters with actual depth. It's not some fucking fantasy PG.
There's gonna be
good for the parents bullshit. This is the closest thing you're gonna get to like real life situations in a fantasy world.
There's gonna be consequences. People are going to use the F word for gays.
There might not be a happy ending.
Yes, you might have to think about what's happening.
Exactly. And I appreciate it when filmmakers don't...
pander.
Don't pander to me. Don't pander, or not pander to me, because pandering to me would just be everything rated R.
Well, they kind of did pander to you when they ripped off a kid's arm in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
I mean, you're right.
But patronize, I think is the word.
Yes.
Patronize you, condescend to you.
Yes.
I agree.
I appreciate it.
I agree with
that. And when...
like, can you imagine a PG-13 Saw movie?
Why?
Right? But it'll make more money, because now kids can go see it.
Like,
But then, like, what's the point? I want to see a Saw movie.
But it's Saw. I'm there for violence and blood and death and horrible, horrible things that these children should not be watching.
Exactly. Okay, so they showed that Jigsaw trailer. Mm-hmm. It was, for the longest time, called Saw: Legacy.
Yes.
His colon legacy.
It was. Well, yeah, it was Jigsaw's colon legacy.
But now it's just Jigsaw. They spoiled something. I'm not going to see the movie, too, so I'm actually kind of fine that they spoiled it. It's kind of fun.
I'm not going to see it either.
I'm not, because I don't watch these movies.
I don't care.
I'm not into, like... ultra, especially.
Oh, what did they? Oh,
there's something to do in those Saw movies, like with the needles and stuff. And
what was it? The multiple tortures that the people with the chain neck go through.
Yes,
because in the first, you're like, oh my god, they're going into a wall full of saws.
Oh yeah.
And
okay,
then
so
later in the trailer,
people haven't seen it.
It opens up, and you're like, okay, so they don't get eaten by the chain.
Yes, exactly. For people who haven't seen it, a bunch of people are in a room with helmets and there are chains around them. Yeah. And it's sucking. The chains are pulling them towards the wall with circular blades. Yeah. But then, like, yes, then they show
later
in the trailer.
Later on in the trailer, you see
those walls open up.
That wall has opened up. Nobody has been harmed by them.
Yes,
and there's more nonsense beyond.
Yeah, like, and then they look through the doors. They're like, oh my god, like, what do we have to go through now? It's so much worse than these saws. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. It actually looks like they. And I think is it. not the Spirit Brothers. The people who are making the Saw movie are actually the brother filmmakers who have done something else. I'm like, oh, it's these guys. Is it the Spirit Brothers? It might be the guys who have done Undead and Daybreakers.
Really?
It might be. I swear to God, it's filmmakers who I'm interested in, and it disappoints me that they're working on a Saw movie,
Chris,
because I can't watch movies like that. The needles!
If that's the case, I might actually want to see this fucking Jigsaw movie.
Yeah, look it up, tell me who the brothers are, and then I can spit out. If it's not the Spirigs, then it's someone else. Oh yeah, I can hear everyone. If you heard that weird crackly sound, that's Juicer's cell phone.
Yeah, Spirit Brothers.
The Spirit Brothers, they did Undead and Daybreakers and Predestination.
Now I want to see it.
Right?
Undead is awesome. Daybreakers is...
Undead's awesome. Daybreakers is good.
The weirdest vampire movie I've ever seen, and besides Only Lover Left Alive. Only Lover,
because it's Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah.
And Predestination was good. It was okay. I think it was that Philip K. Dick or someone. It was an adaptation of a weird... or was it Richard Matheson? Anyway. They're doing it. And seeing the trail, I'm like, oh, it seems kind of intriguing. It's 10 years later, so we have his DNA. It can't be him. I'm thinking it's a relative. Maybe a son.
Maybe.
Son of Jigsaw.
Or maybe...
Jigsaw, Saw Legacy. That makes sense. Your legacy is your next born, your kin.
I just really hope it's him.
Just straight up Tobin Bell comes
straight
back.
Up, he's back.
I have no idea how he died.
I don't know that he was dead to begin with.
He died movies ago. He died in like the second or third one.
Sure.
But then they still did three or four more where it's like video recordings of him.
Like I have not seen a single Saw movie.
I've seen the first one, haven't seen the rest of them, but I kept up with them though. How are they still making these? You know, what's going on? When that first one came out, James Wan.
People's minds.
Yeah, because it was like, this is fucking wild. And Glover was in it. Danny Glover. And Cary Elwes. It's a Dread Pirate Roberts. He's got to saw off his own leg to get out of here. Meanwhile, you could have just like taken off your shirt and used that to... Anyway.
Not going to get into that.
All right, we stopped talking about it like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so. We did.
It's good. People should see it, right? No, if you have like horror and stuff like that, it's well made. It's good.
Even if you don't like horror, if you just like... I mean,
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm sorry to interrupt. Okay. If you don't like horror, if you don't like being scared, don't see it. Because it's like well made in what it's trying to do. There are other horror movies you need to go see that they're not going to scare you because they're stupid. You can see Leprechaun and not be scared.
Yeah, I mean, but I've seen worse horror movies that I was more scared of.
What do you mean?
Event Horizon.
Yeah,
that movie scared the shit out of me, and it was not good.
It's well made. The first half is good. It got like edited down by Fox. It wasn't Paul Wet Shit Anderson's fault.
No.
And I want to hate on that guy every chance I get, but Horizon wasn't his fault. Okay, fair enough. Event Horizon is fucking intense.
It's fucking scary. I am not joking. I literally had to get up out of my seat, go out into the hall and like do a couple deep breaths and then go back inside.
Because you were also what, like 15, 16?
Yeah, I was. I was like 14, maybe
90 something.
Yeah,
so that makes sense.
It was one of the few times where like I was in a theater and I was afraid of the theater. I was like, oh my god, I'm in hell in space. Fuck.
They brought help back with them, man. You just made me want to watch Event Horizon. Is that Event Horizon streaming on anything? It was streaming on Netflix for the longest time, but I haven't seen it on there. And you make me want to... I'm in a bit of a horror movie mood now, thanks. So.
Hang on, I'll check Just Watch.
Thanks. It was cool. And it's a weird thing with Stephen King movies, where any Stephen King adaptation, movie or TV-wise, so many of them feel like, oh, this could be good, but it's lacking in so many things. And this blows away the original It TV movie.
It's only available streaming on Stars.
Damn it, I knew it wasn't on Netflix anymore. Tim Curry was great, but this It blows away TV movie It.
Well, yeah,
I'm looking forward to It Chapter 2, for sure.
I mean, the... best thing about the TV, it was Tim Curry.
Was Tim Curry, 100%.
Mr. Skarsgård was on par.
I think so. I'm not going to say he was any worse.
I can't say that he was worse. I'm not going to say that he was better.
I've only seen it once, but...
obviously, but he was good. On par. You put, 80s Tim Curry in 2017, fucking homeboy here.
Yeah.
It's...
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it was good. I think he was good. It's well made.
Everything else about this movie was better than the TV, obviously.
Yeah, because of the TV. It's a 1989-1990 TV movie, as opposed to this where it's like 2017 production values on point.
Kid great actors casting. Are really good.
It looks great. So, I mean, if you go back and watch that TV movie now, it looks so cheap. I bet you if you watch this in 10, 15 years, 20 years
the
later,
CG
it'll probably hold up. The CG will look wonky.
Will look wonky. It always does.
It will look wonky because it's even now it looks like, I can tell that CG. It will look wonky.
Yeah.
In 5 years, it'll be like, ugh.
The first time I noticed...
Well, for the most part.
The first time I noticed the CG,
mm-hmm.
What was the first time you noticed it?
Interesting question.
For me?
Yeah.
Fucking paper boat. That paper boat was fake as shit.
I wasn't looking hard enough.
The second that paper boat hit the water,
yeah?
It was fake.
No shit.
Yep.
That's funny.
Guaranteed.
I'll go back and look at the trailer because it's in the trailer.
Yep.
That's funny. No, probably the first like it type of... Oh, well, when his mouth opened up and all the teeth came out. That's the first bit of CG.
First time I noticed it was the paper boat.
That's super funny. Now I'm going to watch that trailer. Like, is that thing fake?
It is.
I feel like you're better at spotting. I think your eyesight's just...
It's my eyesight's better.
But you also do graphic design stuff, too.
Yeah.
So I think that gives you a leg up.
But, it does.
You're better at spotting that stuff. Because while we were... Fast and Furious 7. I was like, I think they did a pretty good job with Paul Walker. And you were like, no.
No, they did not. No, they did an awful job, actually.
I can't wait to go back and watch the movie in a couple years and be like, man, Ghost Walker is weird.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job. They did a good enough job, but
in the moment and everything. Yeah. And story-wise, it was fine, but CG, okay, so... It was good.
It was good. Yes.
All right. All right, so it's Friday. We're putting this out now, and then we'll record tomorrow. We'll record a little early at 2:44.
Because chances are on Sunday we won't have power.
It's a good chance we wake up Sunday with no power. That's going to suck.
Yeah, it is.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Send us all your water.
Dude, I have 70 bottles in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have water. Send us all your... What do we need? Send us all your electricity.
That's what we're going to need, yes. If you could somehow FedEx us some electricity, that'd be amazing.
Oh, FedEx ain't getting here.
UPS?
None of those. They're going to have to...
Postal Service.
Passenger pigeon.
Can I get an Amazon drone out here?
We need hurricane-strength passenger pigeon to send us our electricity. Guys, round up a bunch of classic Edison passenger pigeons and send us your electricity.
Thank you.
That'd be great. Drew, we're going to be finding you on the lines.
At Antihero 419, all over those lines that are on.
Damn straight. Tweet me at I am Chris Crespo. Email us cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Give us your IT reviews using, if you liked IT, use the hashtag IT is a hit. But if you didn't like IT, hashtag IT shit. It's
the dumbest thing I've heard all day.
All right.
A PFT Media production.